Okay, so Mason, we met Mason's brother Brian earlier in the show, and his other brother Travis just showed up, but Mason went down to security to get him. So he's not...
Hello?
Hello? Is this thing on?
I'm broadcasting live from security.
Now, what's the holdup down there?
You know how it is. He's got to sign in, show his ID, all that kind of stuff. He has arrived, though. He has arrived,
all
and
right.
I'm going to be up there shortly, so please carry things along while I get my brother Travis up to the studio.
Very exciting. All right, we'll see you in a minute. So Mason is in the lobby in security trying to get his brother in. And Michael, when I saw this story, I thought of you.
Yeah. Which story?
Dan Orlovsky, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Who's on ESPN?
The guy who says football way too much.
Now.
Football team, football player, football game. Jeez, we know!
Okay.
Jeez, just say game, player, and team.
This story began when.
Drives me crazy, Bergman.
When Baltimore Ravens star cornerback Marlon Humphrey tweeted that he'd prefer to dry off after a bath or shower without a towel anymore. And
what do you mean? Just walk around drip dry?
Just like air dry.
But that gets cold.
I would think the same thing. So then Dan Orlovsky tweeted that he makes use of one towel a minimum of 30 times before he throws it in the wash.
Oh, come on. He's got to be trolling us.
No, he's dead serious.
30
times before he washes a towel. Mm-hmm. Now, how many times would you use a towel before you throw it in the wash?
It's a great question. I do it twice. I dry off once, and then I use it a second time, then I put it back in the dirty laundry basket.
You're washing yourself
but mold,
with the towel.
Mold grows on it.
See, I don't think we go, you say every twice. Other day?
Yeah,
I throw it in the wash once a week.
But you're... Yeah, see, once a week sounds right.
But
I'm
not home every day, so I don't use it seven times.
Yeah.
Like this week I was in Houston,
so you do
I was
it,
in New Orleans.
So you use it seven times before you put it in the wash?
Yes, seven times
every
before
Sunday,
I use put in the wash.
I throw towels in the wash.
Yeah, you do the wash at
I
your
do.
House. Yeah.
But 30 days is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, I mean, like, and
it's
he
a
has
long time.
Triplets.
7 days is nasty.
He has three boys. Think of all those guys. All those guys getting dirty.
I'm not Howard Hughes like you.
You
I'm
should
not,
be.
I'm not a germaphobe. You're scared of everything.
Yeah, but mold grows. Mold.
You're soft.
Well, kind of I am. You're right. I admit that.
You're soft.
I admit that when it comes to that stuff.
You know,
right.
One thing that surprises me is when we go on the road, I insist on housekeeping every day.
Yeah.
Michael puts a do not disturb as soon as we get there and does not take it off until we leave, even if we're there for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. What's the point? I don't need it. I got fresh towels. Unless I got fresh towels.
Why not clean it up? Freshen up the room. There's nothing like walking into a freshened room.
I'm totally with you, Mace.
Do you make your bed every day when you get out of it?
No, but if somebody else is willing to do it, I want it.
Jorge, you make your bed every day?
No.
Nope.
No, it happens to be made. I just am not involved in the making process.
Right, yeah, exactly.
All right, so we've had my brother Brian was here a little bit earlier. For the first time ever, my brother Travis is here in the studio.
Trav, you've never been in...
No, I've been in the studio before.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've been here?
But it's been a few years.
Yeah.
So what? Because I think the last time I saw you was at your dad's service. Probably.
That might be true.
Yeah, which was how many years ago? That was five, 6 years ago.
No, it was at one of your Christmas parties.
Oh, that's probably
right.
True.
Yeah,
with,
one of the big Christmas parties.
With
my not-stepdad, Leo.
Yeah, now, Travis, my favorite thing about that Christmas party you're talking about is when I left, what did I say to you? I was
said,
so drunk.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I thanked Steve for coming as I was leaving.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, Travis, tell everybody where you work and that stuff.
I work at an ad agency called Horizon Media.
Yep.
Been there for 10 years.
Yep. So do you guys do billboards and stuff?
We do a lot more than billboards, but
right.
Yes. Steve always tells everybody that I'm in billboards.
He's a billboard
that's
salesman.
What I thought, that's what I thought he said
actually
once.
At an agency
that's multimedia and that does more than just
we're
billboards.
Full service.
Which what I'm hearing is billboard salesman. Yeah.
All right,
not
so
really.
Were you among the people in your family who used to call Steve TT?
A little bit. I used to call him Stevie.
That's
Stevie.
What I thought. See,
yeah.
I'm like Steve. I was named after my dad.
Oh,
so
nice.
I was Johnny as a kid, and then when I got older, then I was just a junior. But you're a third, right?
He's
a third.
Yeah. But TT, I mean, Brian.
Brian still
earlier.
Calls him TT.
I'm in the phone as TT.
What's the age order of you guys? Like, who's the oldest, youngest?
Steve.
I'm the oldest. Brian's next, and Travis is third.
Okay, so
Travis
is the youngest.
The billboard salesman.
I'm significantly younger.
Yeah. Significantly younger. Now, are you coming to pickleball tomorrow?
I am.
Yeah, so what do you think, Brian and I, what are our odds of getting out of the first round?
Let's see. I think it would be a massive upset if you guys advanced to the second round.
Travis, what do you think of this bet I made? $10,000 mythical dollars. We have mythical money that we bet on everything around here. That your brother Steve falls down. Either he's guaranteed two matches, so I've got two matches. Falls down at some point during this tournament, probably. I get $10,000.
I think that's fair. I sort of am rooting for a faceplant like the basketball thing a few years ago, but I don't want an injury because I honestly thought that maybe you smashed your nose in that one. But
you
didn't.
Dude, that does look like
it looked bad.
That looked like you broke your nose.
I broke my nose. I had a concussion.
That was really rough. Bad.
Yeah,
so I don't want any no injuries.
We can laugh about it now. But so you selling billboards today? You got a couple of billboards. You sold?
I'm on vacation.
Oh,
today,
good
so
for you.
Good.
That runs in your family, apparently.
Well, yeah. We have a pretty handsome vacation policy. Yeah. So
excellent.
I'm
excellent.
Lucky.
All right. Well, Trav, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Travis.
Yes. Likewise.
Long time no see.
Hi, Ken, Travis, and what's your other brother's name?
Brian,
play a game of games.
What's game of games?
If they're still here, we should let them play.
Yeah, totally.
The game of games is St. Patrick's Day Trivia.
I'm the MC. He's the game master today.
Oh,
and
great.
If you guys are still here, we'll let you play.
All right.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, cool.
All right,
perfect.
Thanks. I know you got billboards to sell.
Apparently.
thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
All right, so nicknames, Michael. You're a big...
Oh, I love nicknames.
You love nicknames.
We've lost the art of nicknames in the NBA. Now everybody just goes by their initials.
So there is a list of best nicknames in USA Today.
Of mascots, right? Best mascots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here...
Are these just the 68 teams that are in the tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Northern Kentucky, this was voted best mascot... Norse, and it's this big guy with a yellow beard,
like a Viking.
We can do better than that. Yeah. There's got to be a better nickname than that.
Just call him the Viking.
Number two is the Grand Canyon Lopes.
The Lopes. What's a lope?
It's an antelope. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Did you see, by the way, Grand Canyon forgot to bring their gear to the tournament?
No, really?
Yeah.
Their uniforms?
Yeah. No uniforms. No basketballs. No sweats.
What they do?
No anything. Their coach is Bryce Drew. Remember Bryce Drew, the guy who hit that big shot in the tournament 1 year? His brother, Scott, is the coach at Baylor. And they got sent to the same pod. They're both in Denver.
Okay.
So Scott gave Bryce all the Baylor gear, and his team practiced in Baylor gear until the Grand Canyon uniform showed up.
Oh, man, what a screw-up.
But, I mean, if you're the equipment manager, that's a pretty big part of your job.
Sure is.
Number three, they pulled an upset yesterday. Furman's. Do you remember Furman's nickname?
I used to know it. What is Furman? Furman, the spiders.
The Purple Paladins.
What's a paladin?
It's a guy in an armored uniform.
Oh, okay. Knight. Like a knight.
A knight. Yes, that is apparently a paladin.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Number four is, this is the Iona. Do you know the Iona nickname?
Eagles.
I thought they were the Gales.
The Gales, and it's just like a guy.
Like St. Mary's Gales,
right? Yeah.
Is it like a wind? It's like an Irish
gale?
Thing.
Like a wind?
Yeah, St.
No,
Mary's
I
Gales.
Think a gale is like an Amish dude.
Is that an Irish?
Yeah. Is it an Amish dude?
I think.
No, I thought it was Irish. Gale.
I'll look at it.
G-A-E-L.
G-A-E-L.
I think that's Irish. That's some kind of Irish name.
And number five is the TCU Horned Frogs,
Horned Frogs
is a great nickname.
Hornies, for
and
sure.
And a great mascot.
So a Gael is a member of the Gaelic-speaking peoples inhabiting Ireland, Scotland, and the Isle of Man.
How do you not know that?
And you're Irish.
Okay, in the simplest terms, a Gael is an Irish person. Legend has it that in the 1920s, famous sports writer Grantland Rice named St. Mary's the Gales because there were so many Irish guys on the team.
That's like Jorge not knowing what an Aztec is.
What's an Aztec, Jorge?
I don't know. What is it?
It's like a Mexican warrior.
Of course
there
I know,
go,
man.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And you're Polish, right? I better not say anything.
So, Polish, yeah. You better not say a damn thing.
All right, so when I think I told you this. Jorge, you found it once. 1 year. You guys know Tim Neverett, the Dodger announcer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so
great guy.
1 year in like 2000.
Okay.
So it's like 20 years ago. Tim and I, who had never met at that point, were hired to do a video game, a college NCAA 2K.
Okay.
And we had to go to Camarillo and go in this studio, and you have to read every nickname of 211 colleges.
Whew.
And you have to do it three times. So you have to do it once neutral, in other words, the Paladins, then you have to do once, like excited, like the Paladins, and then once completely over the top, the Paladins.
Okay, you know, got it.
But then,
so you have to prepare for every eventuality,
every single time, and then you had to do it for every imaginable play. All right. So in other words, throw it to the right corner, 15-footer, good. Throw it to the right corner, 15-footer, it's good. Throw it to the corner, 15-footer, it's good! You had to, and so literally by the third day, Neverett and I were completely gassed. We were pumping hot tea, and they said, well, you guys have to do this. They gave us a certain amount of money, and they said, if you get it done in 3 days, you're done.
Right.
We worked from 8 in the morning until 6 at night, started on a Monday, and didn't get done until Friday at 6. Oof. And it took forever. And I thought, man, this was exhausting. But I felt really good that since I had recorded all the basic plays, the next year was going to be really easy. And the next year they hired Dan Shulman and Dick Vitale and we were out.
They went a different direction. Yeah.
Well, ESPN bought control of the game. So it was like a different thing. But if you have a copy of NCAA 2K.
What year?
Laying around, 2000.
2000.
Jason Williams is on the cover, who now does mornings for us.
Yeah, that's right.
That's me and Tim Neverett calling the game.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Did you find it, Jorge? No, didn't find that. All right, coming up next, John, and I have not looked at this story.
Okay.
Okay. So you have said, since Aaron Rodgers left Green Bay, you asked, who is the longest tenured quarterback in the NFL?
On his team. And I think Michael knows quarterbacks really well. We'll have all you guys guess. Okay, we'll have you guys guess. I don't think any of you will get it.
Okay. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And for those asking, my third brother, Harpo, will join us in about 15 minutes.
Or Curly Joe.
That's a throwback for you, Michael.
Yeah. The Marx Brothers.
Shemp. Shemp.
Yep.
Yeah,
Shemp.
Exactly. Shemp. By the way, it's mnemonic device, not pneumatic device.
So I
close
enough.
That one wrong. We have found John Ireland calling the 2000 NCAA 2K.
This is NBA 2K. What do you got, Jorge?
I got it right here.
Okay.
Syracuse controls the opening tip. Tim, what do the Orange Men need to do here early to get the game going?
Look for Syracuse to get very aggressive with their version of the two-point zone. They're on the ball technique, but when most effective, can really put your offense at a disadvantage.
This should be a good game. Let's see how the first half unfolds.
By the way, we drop that into every game.
Every single game.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
It is not. Yeah, somebody needs to do a mix of that better. But that's what it's.
That's how it is.
We tried.
I wish somebody did a mix of that better. Was that your doing, Horner?
No. That's how the mix in the game. They're always those video games. Yeah. The crowd noise is always super loud.
Got it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I want to meet you guys at, you heard Morales talking about it, at the Pickleball Madness Tournament, which is at the Agape.
You gonna drink
Center.
Before you play?
I am not.
Please do. Yeah, I think it would help.
Please do.
Yeah.
I may hit the.
Think it would make you less nervous.
Are you gonna play high? You gonna play high?
Take the
you play under the influence?
No, I will not, Michael. Really? I will not. No, I'm. Okay. I'm in this for real.
All right.
Don't be
Michael,
knocking.
Michael, Caitlin
the
Clark's first tournament game is in the books.
Yep.
She had 26 points, mm-hmm. 12 assists, 7 rebounds, Ooh. 9 of 14 yeah, from the field in a win over Southeast Louisiana.
Man, that girl's legit, man. She shoots from Damian Lillard range.
Does she really?
And easy, too.
Somebody's banging us on Twitter over our critique of Paul George. This is Duran, says, y'all can't knock PG if you also support Dame, which I think is exactly the opposite.
Toilets!
Knock Paul G, Paul PG.
Toilets!
Yeah, no. In other words, Paul George left Indiana. Dame Lillard has stayed in Portland.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with leaving. Who's knocking Paul George for leaving?
No, I'm just saying. We were knocking him because he says I hung banners.
Banners, yeah, that's what
we were
kidding. Yeah, that's
how do you feel about it? See, I made an impassioned plea on behalf of Damian Lillard yesterday. I think there's still something to be said for loyalty and bonding with a city, and it doesn't always have to result in a ring.
I know exactly how he feels. When I was in Portland, now I got traded. I didn't ask to get traded, but when I was there, I was quite content to stay there my whole career, play 13, 14 years, because I love living in the area. I was comfortable living in that lifestyle
Your family
there.
Liked it.
Yeah, everybody liked it. So I was quite comfortable if I had to stay there my whole career. I wasn't looking to leave. So I can understand if he's comfortable and happy there and wants to have a chance to win there. I don't knock him for that.
See, I think if they were to ever win, what a sweet win would that
be? That'll never happen.
You don't think ever?
No.
Under no circumstance.
No, they don't have the people around him.
They don't draft the right player. They don't get
lucky. Got good young players.
Anthony Simons, his backcourt mate's a really good player, but they have no size. I mean, Yusuf Nurkic is okay.
No, size doesn't matter. Look at the Warriors won last year without any size.
Yeah, I guess
even though it's hurting them this year. But no, they just don't have the core people around Damian to set him to the highest level. They're good players, but they're not up there with Milwaukee.
I saw a story today that they may shut Lillard down for the season.
What?
If
Why?
They're out of it. They're going to let him play 5 more games.
Yeah.
And if they're already 5 out, and if they're 10 out or even 7 or 8 out, I think they're going to shut him down because he's been playing through injuries.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, Ireland, you threw this out there. It's quarterback shuffle time. Quarterbacks going everywhere.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers to the
Michael,
Jets.
I'll let Michael Gogolaskis. He knows quarterbacks better than anybody. Mm-hmm. He may get it. But, Mace, what's your guess?
Okay, repeat the entire
All right, so here it is.
People.
If Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay,
because
Aaron Rodgers is the answer to this right now.
Yeah.
He is the longest tenured starting quarterback on any NFL team.
Okay.
If he goes to the Jets, who takes that title?
Okay.
Jorge, you got a guess?
I was doing the podcast over here.
No worries.
Jorge, no guess.
All right, Greg, you got a guess?
So
or do you know? Did you read it?
No, I did not read this.
I did not read it
so,
either.
It probably would have been Derek Carr, but he's not there anymore.
No, he's not there.
I know.
Mace, what's your guess?
My guess is Dak Prescott.
Correct.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
that's
what
I was going to say, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Dak. But he doesn't seem like it. I think he's been there 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And nobody's been with his team as long as Dak has.
Man, they go and go. You know, I listened today to, I guess it was Travis, and he was talking about, speaking of quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford and whether or not Matthew Stafford is potentially somebody that they want to move off of or trade.
While you were gone, we had Greg. Who was that we had on?
Jordan Rodriguez.
No.
That
was saying he
Mike
used
Lombardo?
To be a I think
Mike
that's
Lombardi.
Lombardi.
I don't know if you guys can find it. He used to be Lombardi. Used to be a GM.
Yeah.
He swears the Rams are trying to trade Stafford right now, and he says even if they tell you they're not, they're lying.
Because Les has said he's a pillar of the franchise.
Mike Lombardi says completely untrue. He knows GMs in the league that have received calls from the Rams offering them Stafford.
He's got $57 million coming to him no matter what. The Rams, what are they going to do? They're trying to get out from it. So I don't really want to hear the bullshit that, oh, we're not trying to trade him. Yes, you are. You've called teams. I know this. Like, I know this. Like,
long,
okay?
Yep.
And so, like, I don't really care what they say. Like, they all lie about it. I lied about it.
So he says they're trying to trade Stafford. I don't know why anyone would take that contract.
Well, he's kind of cheap for a starting quarterback who's won a Super Bowl. Wouldn't you, if you're the Rams, just go for it, swing big, Mace, trade him right now since the Ravens don't want to pay Lamar, trade him for Lamar if the Ravens would go for it.
I'd be thrilled with that.
Why wouldn't they at least call?
I'd be thrilled with that.
So,
by the way, we talked to Jordan Rodriguez yesterday, or this week, who writes for The Athletic. She said there have been incoming calls about Stafford, but not outgoing calls about Stafford.
If you were the Rams, would you take a flyer on Ezekiel Elliott?
No.
He's only 29, right?
He's done.
Yeah,
done,
you wouldn't have to pay him much.
Done. Yeah, he's done. I mean, he's done, though.
So
this is running back time.
Right now, Cam Akers is your starter.
Correct.
I don't even know who the backup is.
Zeke is 27.
Zeke is 27.
You know, I just
I mean, the Cowboys, they're going with Tony Pollard.
Right, who's good.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the lifespan of a running back is so short. And when it's – think about Todd Gurley. When it was – he went from, like, MVP caliber to out of the league in about 18 months.
Would you guys take a flyer on Derrick Henry, who's apparently available?
How is that possible? Derrick Henry, of course. Why are running backs all of a sudden considered done at 28, 29 when guys like Emmitt Smith and who's the kid
it's
who
– It's a passing league now.
But you still need to run the ball.
Not really. Kansas City doesn't run it very much, and they just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but everybody don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Right, but I'm saying that's why quarterbacks are getting all that money, because it's a passing league now. Other than Derrick Henry, there really isn't a bell cow running back in the whole league. No. McCaffrey is like a hybrid.
Well, what sets up a good passing situation is when you're second and four, you know, or instead of second and nine.
I agree with you. I think it's important to have that club in your bag that you can be a runner, but I think their point is
Adrian Peterson, he played until he was 36.
Anyone can do it.
I don't get it.
Let's see. Ezekiel Elliott. I just pulled this up. Ezekiel Elliott last year obviously lost a lot of carries to Tony Pollard. Played 14 games, ran for 800 yards, and 12 TDs for Ezekiel Elliott. Those numbers are actually reasonably good.
And I'm just saying, if you don't
have
to.
Because he was their goal line back
last year. If you don't have to pay him a fortune, why not?
Well, the Cowboys could re-sign him and sign him cheap.
Now, a better fit for the Rams than Zeke, but you'd have to pay more, is Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler would be
unbelievable. Who is now available. I think Austin Eckler in a McVay offense would just go ballistic. But do they have the money?
Well, here's the thing. And I'm going to just go with what Jordan Rodriguez said the other day. The Rams are under no illusion that they're going to be a contender this year.
But that doesn't preclude them from going after Austin Eckler.
No, but it does mean that they're less likely to invest if what they're really looking for is draft capital. Do you have that, Jorge? Hit that. So here's the thing, George. So what I heard you say is that we're not going to win in 2023.
So I don't think that they have any ideas or beliefs that they will be contenders. However, what I also
So right now, the Rams don't have any belief that this year they will be contenders.
You're going to soundbite me out, aren't you?
She knew it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she covers the team as closely as anybody, talks to people inside
Michael,
the organization.
We touched on this yesterday when we were at Yamava. My counter to this is no one in the NFC, other than the 49ers, is that great.
That's right.
I mean, maybe the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. Eagles. Don't forget about them.
Yeah, Eagles.
But other
probably
than
best
the,
team in the NFC.
Other
right
than
now,
the
yeah.
Niners and the Eagles and seven, seven
yeah.
teams make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mace, they're – Like you throw around the term respectfully mediocre.
Yeah.
They could be that. They could be respectfully mediocre. They could be a 9-8 team.
Yeah, 9-8 probably gets you in.
Right. But I mean, other than Philadelphia and San Francisco, who absolutely positively has a better team than the Rams?
You mean in the NFC?
Yeah.
In the NFC.
The Giants were good last year, but they don't scare me. The Commanders, no. The Lions,
Cowboys.
No. The
Cowboys.
Bears,
Lions.
No.
Lions are going to win their division.
Probably. Cowboys will be back.
The Vikings had a good year.
Cowboys are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Cowboys, I mean, they beat the Rams last year, but the Rams stunk last year. I just think the Rams are in this group of teams that could go either way.
Cowboys were 12-5. Lions were 9-8, and I think they're getting better.
Yeah.
Minnesota was 13-4.
Right. But they have Kirk Cousins.
Tampa's not going to be any. My God, Baker Mayfield's going to be their starting quarterback.
Right.
Niners,
Arizona, Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a depth of talent there.
Jordan can say that they're under no illusions that they're going to contend. But I think that describes every team in the NFC except for San Francisco and Philly. Those two teams seem to be getting better, and everybody else is getting worse. So we'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think
she also said, by the way, soundbiter, she also said, I'll have to be numb to get through the 2023 season.
Well, I think
there's
you're good.
There's no way around that one.
Well, you're
yes.
Yes, but you're good at that.
What, getting numb?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Comfortably numb.
Comfortably
like Pink,
numb.
Like Pink Floyd says.
There you nice. Go.
All right, coming up next for you. What? Oh, something Dustin May said, who's going to be a starter for the Dodgers this year, obviously.
Is he healthy?
He's healthy, and he's thrown really well. He said something that I identified with this week in the LA Times. Plus, on top of that, the American diet has got a sandwich problem. I'll
really?
Explain. Yeah.
And in 10 minutes, Michael's Game of Games, which maybe we may have 7 or 8 players for this game. We'll see when we get to
Let's
it.
Let's get to it early.
Yeah, we'll get to it early. Mason Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And by the way, dead cold serious, if you've never been to one of our events, you know, like last year we had the Mandy's, we had the 710 softball game, we throw a party, and we want you guys to be part of it. You can meet me and Travis and Sliwa and everybody from the station, Shadano and Cappy and Laura and Jorge and Bergman and everybody. Emily, down the line. Everybody you listen to. Is going to be there tomorrow, except Ireland and Michael Thompson.
Yeah.
Yep. We're in mid-season form.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're getting ready for the play-in.
I understand. So here's a thing I came across. There was a big article in the LA Times about Dustin May, who I think is going to have a really strong year for the Dodgers, has had a really good spring, number 3 starter and number 4 starter.
What's his injury that he's coming back from, Tommy John?
It's coming back from Tommy John, okay. Exactly. Had the surgery in 2021, so generally speaking, you come back a year and a half and you're good.
He may have a good season.
I think he's going to have a good season.
He didn't get it.
He may.
Oh, he may have a good season.
Oh, keep up.
Yeah, keep up.
Oh, my God. Wake
oh my
up, Mason.
did you get that one, Jorge?
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't get that either.
Yeah.
All right, so he said something, and there's a big article in the Times about his coming back from surgery, and apparently he swore when he was on the mound, and everybody could hear it in Arizona, and who the hell cares? But he made this statement. I'm always irritated with myself. And I thought to myself, God, I can identify that. I am always, always, always irritated with myself. Can you identify with that, John?
Yeah, and, well, I try and cram too much stuff into my life, and so I'm constantly just going from one place to another, and then the day's over, and I'm like, where the hell, why did I agree to do all that
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, right.
I'm mad at myself a lot.
Yeah. Michael, you do not strike me as somebody who is irritated with yourself.
No, I'm quite comfortable in my own skin.
You're content.
Very content.
I'm second-guessing everything. Bergman, are you irritated with yourself?
Yes, I'm always irritated with myself over every little possible thing that goes wrong. I when I stumble over words when I'm talking, it drives me insane.
Yeah. It's the littlest thing that I can get hung up on. You know, like, it'll bother me now that I said pneumatic device instead of mnemonic device. Like, that will be one of my thoughts the rest of the
time. Like, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night and go, mnemonic.
Mnemonic device. Jorge, you strike me as somebody who is not irritated with yourself.
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, just
like,
what
was the last thing you were irritated with?
Yesterday, I had to produce this video for the trophy.
Yep.
And I didn't have any idea what to do.
No
I had
idea.
Pictures and
it looks
stuff,
really good.
But
it looks good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I was frustrated doing it.
Yeah, frustrated doing it. Yeah. Irritated with after every show, I go back and I pick the show apart and say, I could have done this, could have done that. I think you probably just like let it go.
Well, because I'm running like today, the show will end. I'll roll right into the game.
Right.
And then the game will end and I'll roll right into tomorrow.
You don't have time to be irritated.
Yeah,
with yourself.
I really don't. Yeah.
All right. So I came across one other story and I talked about this in the lead up. Apparently, the very worst thing that you can eat is a sandwich.
What? Why?
Yeah. This is according to the American Heart Association. All of these pre-done meats, you know, like you go to the deli counter and you pick up this, apparently just full of salt and sodium and all kinds of junk. And apparently people eat, a huge percentage of people eat sandwiches every day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Ireland, would you have ever thought a sandwich is bad for you?
No, I eat them all the time.
Yeah.
And by the way, this story will not deter me from eating them.
You're still going to eat them.
Yeah, I'm all in on sandwiches.
The exception is the sandwiches in the press room at the
peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, what are they called? The Uncrustables?
Yeah, they're great.
Now, those things are great.
Yeah.
Those, I don't think there's...
Yeah, that's what you eat when Crypto.com Arena serves up the three-day-old leftover from the Kings game dinner. Then you go to the Uncrustables.
I won't say who, but I know somebody that walks out of the press room with three Uncrustables every time
who
they
is
leave
it?
The building.
That's right. That's totally allowed. So you're not outing
is
anyone.
It okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. It rhymes with Shimona Relburn.
Yeah. No, she's smart. Because you know what those things can do?
What?
You throw them in your bag and they keep.
Yeah.
So
that, I'm a rat. Yes.
Yes. No, I don't think she's gonna mind.
No, I don't think she'll care. All right. So we're gonna do a massive game of games. It's Michael's game today. It's St. Patrick's Day theme.
Yep.
Both my brothers, Brian and Travis, are going to play. Travis, by the way, a billboard salesman.
Not according to him.
No, not according to him.
Pepe, don't forget Pepe.
And Pepe is going to be here.
He wants to play with you.
So we got...
We've never had
Jorge,
more people play a game.
Bergman, Mason, Ireland, and then both Mason brothers. This is going to be a full slate.
Yes.
You got Pepe.
And Pepe,
And Pepe.
Wow. Okay.
So how many people is that playing?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, 6 people playing.
Yeah.
Bergman, how do you think this is going to go?
It's going to go really, really terrible.
No, it's going to go great.
6 people on the radio once is clown car radio.
That's what
it
you
is
said.
Going to crash and burn, but
not.
Let's do it.
We're
going to
do it next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is a massive game of games. It is Michael Thompson's game today. Ireland, you've got your orchestration skills ready to go?
Yep. Yeah.
We are joined by my brother.
6 players today.
My brother Brian, who is happily retired. My brother Travis, who is a billboard salesman.
Not true.
And we are also joined by the great Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, how you doing, man?
I'm fine, thank you very much, and I'm not going to say what I'm thinking about Michael due to respect to the Mason brothers.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pepe.
All right, today's game is about St. Patrick's Day. Yep. Pepe wanted or ordered that I do St. Patrick's game because Pepe also considered himself a saint.
Okay, good to know, Pepe.
Right.
All right, Michael, what's first?
What was St. Patrick's birth name? Maywin Sukkot. Sukkot Maywin or Mekat Swin?
Okay, Jorge, A, B, or C?
C.
Greg?
B.
Mace?
A.
Brian?
A.
Travis?
A.
Pepe?
A.
Michael, give me the choices again.
Maywat Sukkot, Maywin Sukkot, Sukkot Maywin, or Mekat Swin?
I'll go A.
It is A.
Okay, who had A?
I did.
Okay, Mace, Paul the Mishatskis had A. Pepe had A. Greg, do you have it?
Nope, I had B.
Jorge?
I see.
Okay, all right, so we got a 5-way tie. Go ahead.
Green is the color of St. Patrick's Day, but on the flag of Ireland, the green is known as what color of green? Kelly green, shamrock green, or emerald green?
Greg?
Emerald.
Mace?
Kelly.
Brian?
Kelly.
Travis?
Kelly.
Pepe.
Emerald.
I'm going Kelly. Michael, what is it?
It is shamrock green.
Hey,
oh,
anybody?
Hey.
But I'll take shamrock.
Shamrock. You're on the board.
You're on the board. Way to go. Right.
Green on the Irish flag represents the Catholic faith. Orange on the Irish flag represents which religion? Anglican, Protestant, or Lutheranism?
Mace, this is you.
Protestant.
Brian.
Lutheran.
Travis.
Anglican.
Okay, we got a different answer for each of the Mason boys. Pepe.
Protestant.
What'd you say?
Protestant.
Protestant.
All right, I agree with Pepe. I also say Protestant. Jorge.
The first one, Anglo.
Greg.
Let's go with the Protestant.
It is Protestant.
Yeah.
Okay. So who had Protestant?
Mason did.
Pepe.
All right, Pepe did. Mace, you did?
I did. Yep. Greg did.
And Greg did. Okay. So Greg, Steve, Pepe, and John all have two.
Okay. The first St. Patrick's Day celebration was held in which city? New York, Boston, or Philly? The first St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Brian.
Boston.
Travis.
Boston.
Pepe.
New York.
I'm with Pepe. I say New York. Jorge.
Boston.
Greg.
Philly.
Oh. Steve.
New York.
It is Boston.
Yes. Oh, really?
Boston.
Yes.
St. Patrick was brought to Ireland.
Wait a minute. Oh. Brian, Travis, and anybody else say Boston?
I did.
Jorge. Okay. So now we got like ties all over the place.
St. Patrick was brought to Ireland as a what? An apprentice, a soldier, or a slave?
Travis.
I'm going to say slave.
Pepe.
Slave.
It's me. I say slave. Jorge.
Apprentice.
Greg.
Slave.
Steve.
Soldier.
It is slave.
Yes. Oh. Okay.
Ireland should know this one.
According Who else to- got that? Wait a minute. Besides me. First
Pepe. Pepe. Travis did.
Travis did.
Greg did. And Pepe.
And Pepe.
Okay. All right. According- so right now, Travis, Pepe, and John have three.
Ireland should know this one. According to the U.S. Census, how many residents in America claim Irish ancestry? 34 million. 38 million or 40 million?
Travis.
I'm going to say 38 million.
Pepe.
34.
I'll go 40. Jorge.
34.
Greg.
34.
Steve.
38.
Brian.
34.
It is 34.
Yeah. Great. Tell me who got 34.
Pepe, Jorge, and Brian.
And Greg.
Okay. Greg.
All right. So Pepe, Brian, and Greg got that, right? Anybody
and
else?
And Jorge.
And Jorge. All right, so here's the score. Pepe has four. Travis, Brian, John, and Jorge, and Greg have three. Mace, you have two.
Damn. How many drinks, on average, are consumed in Pennsylvania by a person on St. Patrick's Day? Pennsylvania drinks the most.
Okay.
4.2, 5.1, or 6.1 drinks?
Pepe. Wow.
4.2.
I'll go 5.1. Jorge.
4.2.
Greg.
6.1.
Steve.
5.1.
Brian.
4.2.
Travis.
5.1.
What is it, Michael?
4.2.
Yeah. All right. Who got it?
Jorge.
Jorge got it. Anybody else?
Brian.
Brian got it.
I got it.
Okay. And Pepe got it. All right. So Pepe has the lead with 5. Brian, 4. Jorge, 4.
I'm out.
Okay. You're out.
Keep things simple.
All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Next to beer, what is the most popular drink on St. Patrick's Day? Wine, whiskey, or vodka?
Pepe.
Whiskey.
I'll go whiskey. Jorge.
Whiskey.
Greg.
Whiskey.
Brian.
Whiskey.
Travis.
Whiskey.
It is whiskey.
All right, everybody got that.
Yeah. Which city dyes its river green on St. Patrick's Day? New York, Chicago, or Miami?
This one's me. I'll say Chicago. Jorge.
Chicago.
Greg.
Chicago.
Brian.
Chicago.
Travis.
Chicago.
Pepe.
Chicago.
It is Chicago.
Gave that away earlier.
Yeah.
What kind of dye is used to dye the Chicago River? Hair dye, clothing, or vegetable?
This one's back to you, Jorge.
Vegetable.
Greg.
Vegetable.
Brian.
Vegetable.
Travis.
Vegetable.
Pepe.
Vegetable.
I'll say vegetable as well.
It is vegetable.
Yeah, it's gotta
okay.
be vegetable.
What shade of green is the Chicago River dyed for St. Patrick's Day? Forest green, Kelly green, or lime green?
Greg.
Kelly.
Brian.
Kelly.
Travis.
Kelly.
Pepe.
Kelly.
Yeah, I'm also going Kelly. Jorge.
I'm going lime.
It is Kelly.
Ah. Okay, Pepe's got the lead. Greg, you're out. I got 7. Jorge's got 7. Brian's got 7. Travis's got 7. Pepe has 9.
Nine.
Yeah.
In South America, in which city is the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration held on that continent? Buenos Aires, Rio de Janeiro, or Santiago, Chile?
Pepe.
I'm going to guess Buenos Aires.
I'm going to guess Santiago. Jorge.
Rio.
Brian.
Rio.
Travis.
Santiago.
What's the answer, Michael?
It is Buenos Aires.
Oh. Anybody get that?
Pepe.
Somebody did.
All right. Pepe. I think Pepe's won
it. Pepe's. Yep. Yeah, Pepe's clinched it.
Yep. He's won it?
Yep.
He's killed.
Pepe won it. Do two more just for fun.
All right. He's up three.
Yeah, do two more just for
popular
fun.
This popular St. Patrick's drink is called what? Shamrock Surprise, Luck of the Irish, or Irish Luck?
It's a drink?
Yeah.
Okay. Pepe.
Luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish. I'll go Shamrock Surprise. Jorge.
Luck of the Irish.
Brian.
Shamrock Surprise.
Travis.
Shamrock Surprise.
What is it?
It is Luck of the Irish.
Oh, Pepe. Yes.
Pepe and Jorge, we drink.
Just right. All right. Last one, Michael.
The world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade taking place in this Irish village. How long is this parade? 100 yards, 200 yards, or 300 yards?
100 yards sounds about right. I've been to Ireland. 100 yards for me. Jorge.
Yeah, 100 yards.
Brian.
100.
Travis.
100.
Pepe.
100.
It is 100.
Pepe with a dominating win.
Awesome. And last one. Right, how many pints of Guinness is served on St. Patrick's Day? How many pints of Guinness is served on St. Patrick's Day in America?
Are we just guessing a number?
Yeah. Oh. 10 million, 12 million, or 13 million?
Okay.
How many pints? 10, 12, or 13 million?
I'll guess 13. Pepe.
12.
Travis.
13.
Brian.
13.
Jorge.
13.
What is it?
13.
Yeah.
13 million pints.
Pepe, you were dominant, man.
Pepe, no, congratulations, man.
Pepe, I thought you were Mexican, not Irish.
I am. I'm part Irish. You don't know this because you like my grandkid says, you know nothing.
Hey, Pepe, we're not losing tonight without Luca to these guys, are we?
I don't think that we're going to lose, but good. I will think that miraculously, Luca is going to say, I feel good because I'm going to play against the Lakers.
Oh, he's going to pull a bait and switch on us. Yeah, wow. I bet you Kyrie plays. We'll see. All right. Thanks, Pepe. We'll see you in about an hour.
Thanks, Pepe.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, great Pepe Mantilla.
Pepe's won, I think,
are the Mushonky boys coming to the game tonight?
No.
No.
Mason, we got to get ready for pickleball. Tomorrow morning, pickleball.
You think you're going to advance beyond the first round?
I do. I think we're going to get out of the first round, right, Brian?
We're getting out.
Yeah.
How many rounds are
we? Just fall on your ass so I win my money.
It's field of 64, so we got a long way to go.
That would help.
Brian, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Travis.
Thank you.
I know you've got billboards to sell.
Oh, yeah.
Would you cool it with the bill? You're limiting him.
I mean.
It's all digital now. Don't you know that? It's all ball bearings now.
Hey. The one that's on the ESPN building, I'm buying on a regular.
And that's a picture of us.
Yeah, that is a picture of us. All right, there you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thank
hanging
you.
Out.
Fun.
Okay. So Sedano and Cap are standing by, and I'm wondering, okay, Michael, when do you think we'll find out about Kyrie? Right before the game? Or do you think he's playing no matter what?
How close is he to playing?
He said he participated in shoot-around this morning.
He's playing. We're in L.A.
But so did Luca.
Yeah, they're both playing. In L.A., nationally televised game, they're playing. Yeah, they're playing.
No, Luca's not. Luca's already been called, been declared out. I think Pepe's wrong. I don't think they're going to reverse field.
Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Let's hit it, the Super Stager. There he is. It is Super Crosstalk time. We are joined now by Sedano and Cappy. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Are all the Mushonsky brothers still in the studio?
They're out in the hallway now, stealing stuff off the walls.
Yes.
God bless them.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Like the legalized marinara t-shirt?
It's still there.
It's still there.
Ireland's still
over my cutout.
The legalized marinara shirt.
Now, Sedano, how long did you get back to the South Bay last night from Yamava?
About an hour and 20.
That's good.
Oh, so yeah, we went at the exact wrong time.
Right, you at 7 o'clock easier than at.
I left at 4:30. It was 2 hours.
4:30. Oh yeah, 4:30. You're in trouble.
Yeah, right in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
So we didn't leave till like what time, George? 8:30.
It was like 8. Yeah. No, a little earlier than that. I left like 8:15.
So when all was said and done, as you get ready for tomorrow, how many times did you actually play pickleball?
Three.
Together?
One time together.
So you don't necessarily have team chemistry.
What time is your guys' game tomorrow?
We're going to be fine. I don't know. I guess 10?
To the best of our knowledge, we're all playing at 10.
Oh, 10.
Yeah. To the best of our knowledge. Are you excited for it?
Very excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's gonna be fun.
I feel like we're pretty confident based on one practice session.
Are you guys going to be wearing headbands?
Yeah, headbands. That's actually a good look. Yeah.
Should I go in goggles like the cap?
Right.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have wristbands, headbands, knee pads, everything on.
See, I like
that's what Clinton will definitely wear, though. Clinton is definitely that
he's
guy.
He's already stretching, by the way. Already stretching.
He's already there. Clinton's already like measuring the lines to make sure there's some regulation.
Here's the answer to the question, who's taking this the most seriously?
Yeah.
For sure.
Clinton will be wearing tights for sure. You know, like the look where you're wearing tights with shorts over the tights?
Oh, yeah.
He'll definitely be rocking those. Who's his partner?
Is it Beto?
Oh, Lindsay.
Lindsay baseball.
Lindsay pickleball.
Is he going to mansplain her and yell at her and stuff?
Probably.
Like Arla says, what's that thing you said, Arla? Come on, wake up or whatever. Would you say, Arla? Would you say to somebody, come on, get with it?
Hey! Lock in! Come on!
There you go. That's what Clinton's going to do to Lindsay.
Yeah.
He's serious.
Just have that drop for Clinton to play for Lindsay.
No, the best thing about our events is hanging out with people who listen all the time. And, you know, like yesterday at Yamava, I met a lot of people who listen all the time. Tomorrow, if you've never been to one of our events, one of our parties, it's going to be great. It's, again, at Fountain Valley at the Agape Pickleball Center, and we want to meet all you guys. There's food and drinks and beer garden and kids zone and big screen TVs to watch the round of 32 and all that stuff. So tomorrow, come hang out with us. We promise you'll have a good time.
George, are you bringing Familia with you tomorrow?
No, my kids have adult. I mean, Saturdays are big on activities. Mateo's got T-ball. Aria's got gymnastics and coding. Like, there's no, there's gonna be nobody there. It's just me focusing on trying to win with you.
Nobody's gonna grow up to be a great pickleball player in your family.
I mean, I don't know, maybe, but not because of this particular event. That'll be the case. They have other things they're doing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay,
hear you.
George, I do believe that I am going to be bringing with me my, you know, my partner in crime. I think she's coming. So that'll give me extra motivation.
Now, have I met Rachel before?
Just at the Mandy's.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember much about that.
Well, because, you know, you're supposed to hang out with us at Yamava, and we were supposed to go see a concert together, Leslie Jones.
Yeah, I know.
And then you decided to get
COVID. The COVID struck, so I couldn't do that.
Right, right.
I'll go back out to Yamava, see Incubus. I saw Incubus is playing out there.
Yeah, Janet Jackson's coming out there pretty soon.
Wow, she's coming out there.
Yeah.
Michael, you want to go?
Yeah, she is.
Too far to drive. I went out there before. It's a nice place, but it's too far for me
to
drive.
You have to do something in his front yard for Michael to attend.
Right.
Michael, what if you don't drive, though? What if you drive as a passenger?
No, I don't like that. I like to drive myself.
I said I'll send a car with a hot tub in it. He says no.
I hate being chauffeured. I can't stand it.
Okay, so... Like, what's the maximum that you're willing to drive? Is it
10
to downtown L.A.?
Yeah. Well, for the Laker games, for that's about. If it's not a Laker game, 10 minutes.
We've got to do something in San Juan Capistrano,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're planning.
Love San Juan Capistrano.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do? You want to like go? Like, we'll all tour the Mission.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a place when you're driving to South L.A., don't you stop there and go to the Can? That's a good spot to go to the Can.
There's a place right there, Michael, Ortega Highway.
Yep.
And there's a really great hotel right off the freeway.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right by the Mission.
That's right.
And I pull right up. I park my car. I put on the flashers. I say, hey, I'll be 2 minutes. I just got to pick something up.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they're
I walk in and I actually drop something off.
It's a very nice hotel. It's a new hotel. It's new.
Excellent.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
So Ireland has finally come around to my position that even though you're not mathematically eliminated, there are games that are must win. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, and I think the five games against the teams that are right around them, they already won the New Orleans game. There's four left. They have one against Dallas, two against Utah, one against OKC. Those are the ones that you have to win, and tonight's one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Shedano must win?
No, they're all must win from here on out. There's like a razor thin margin for error here.
For like five different teams. You know, they're all battling for the same spots. So it's you gotta kinda wake up. Hey, Sonano, is there any reason to worry that Denver's lost like five out of six? Is there anything wrong with that team?
I don't think so. I just think they're just, you know, bored. That's the NBA season. You know what I mean? Like, you go through stretch. They hadn't gone through one of those all year. Yeah,
Michael,
so,
is
I
that
mean,
something or nothing that Denver's on a losing streak?
As long as Jokic and Murray are healthy, they'll be fine.
Hey, so, right. I have a quick question. Is Anthony Davis playing tonight?
Yeah, that's a good question. Gappy, you, me, and Michael Thompson are all simpatico on this.
Yeah.
Why the hell is Anthony Davis sitting out that game in Houston?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know if he was playing tonight because there was a back-to-back, and then there was a day off, and then there was a third game.
Correct.
So, maybe he doesn't play in third games of the week.
Yeah. It's on the players. Players always say management's decision, but you're a player. You make the call.
I heard you making the case, Shadano, that it's always management. I actually do think a player can say, hey, wait a minute. I know you're saying this, but I'm going to get out there and play.
Listen. I get that you're saying that, but I'm literally talking to other NBA players who are telling me that it's a management medical decision on
but you don't
cases.
Think if AD said
most
I'm,
of these cases
I'm going
I mean,
to play.
I don't know. I don't
George is right. I'm telling you, this is Michael, I'm surprised you're taking this position. The Warriors twice this year in New Orleans sat everybody.
That's disgraceful.
So why didn't Clay and Steph speak up?
I agree.
Because they wanted the night off.
The players, exactly. The players looking for nights off, man. I can't stand it.
But Anthony Davis shouldn't want the night off, not where the Lakers are right now.
I'm with Sonano. I think if they spoke up, the team would say, shut up, you're not playing. Mm-hmm.
Come on, really?
Yeah, I do.
And by the way, who do you guys think ultimately makes this call? Is it Genie? Is it Rob?
No, I think it's Genie.
No.
I think it's Genie himself.
No.
I think they run it by Genie.
Genie lets the basketball operations go.
Yes, I think Genie says, here's the way it's going to be. I heard you play act yesterday.
Yeah.
Cappy,
we did our Sedano and Cap Kabuki Theater.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Who played who in the theater?
Cappy was Genie.
And I was the medical team. Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
And so I'm Anthony Davis. George, you're the medical
team. By the way,
team.
Cappy
hey,
asked.
Medical team, I'm playing. I don't care what you say, I'm playing. What happens then?
Medical team says, okay, well, then we need to talk to the owner because they've empowered us to say
owner,
that
I'm
you don't
playing.
Play.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and play. Get out there. You should be playing. There
she's not Genie. Saying that.
Yeah.
She's not saying that.
Wouldn't Kobe play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Kobe would play, why can't everybody else play?
I get it.
Different
yeah,
time.
And then Kobe also tore his Achilles.
Oh, no, there you go again. You can get tore your Achilles in practice and
just saying.
Hey, Michael, you could tear your Achilles
I know,
celebrating
your son did.
After a World Baseball Classic win.
Exactly. Hey, by the way, Lindsay responded, Clinton was definitely trying to mansplain to me at practice.
I was there. He was a little bit.
Wait, to the surprise of no one.
By the way, he mansplains to men, too.
Yeah.
Poor Lindsay. She's going to be devastated.
Michael, Charles Barkley said something today on TV. He said, I'm so old, I used to have to wash my own uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to wash your own uniform at some point?
Me and Stu Lance talk about this all the time. We were responsible for our uniforms on the road. So after the games, we'd go back to the hotel room, get the soap and water out, squeeze it up.
Did you travel with detergent?
No, we'd use soap and water. And just like bar soap, bath soap, and then put it over the radiator or heater in the vent and let it dry out.
And then you'd get back in your covered wagon and off to the next city.
So you kept
we carried our own stuff.
We
were responsible for our uniforms.
But basketball players are irresponsible. Did anybody ever screw up and forget?
Because, because we were adults back then in Ireland.
Okay.
We showed up to play. We took care of our equipment. We were adults.
So you guys will appreciate this.
Stu
Lance told me this story that he used to, when Michael first started in the league, and Stu's a little older than Michael, they had roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you ever have to have a roommate?
No, we had the option. You had to have. You could have a roommate, but if you wanted the single room, you had to pay the difference. For your of the single room.
Nice.
Wow.
So Stu's roommate. Stu's had some incredible roommates. When he played in New Orleans, his roommate was Pete Maravich, and when he played in Houston, his roommate for 4 years was Elvin Hayes, and he said Elvin just didn't want to wash his uniform. So he would play like 40 minutes in a game.
Smart.
And he would just wad it up and throw it in the bag
and
then put it on for the next game and repeat this throughout the season. So his uniform reeked so bad
but you know
that
why?
When a defender would get close to him, the guy would go, man, you stink. And Elvin, it would buy him that extra inch of space and he would get the ball and go to work. But Stu said he went the whole season without washing his uniform. Michael, that would drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you would smell it in the room if you're rooming with
but
the guy.
But he just threw it in the bag and left it in the bag.
Michael, did you room with someone? somebody, or did you went solo, so you never paid the extra? Because I think anybody who was rooming together, those were either the guys making the least amount of money, or they were the cheapest guys on the team.
Yeah, exactly, guys who couldn't, you know. Because remember, when I came into the league, the minimum salary when I came into the league in '78 was $30,000 a year.
Damn. Wow,
that's what the minimum salary
was.
So
this will tell you how much times have changed. Like, everybody has their own room now on the road. My first year covering the NCAA tournament, when I was in Monroe, Louisiana, one of the colleges there, Northeast Louisiana, made it to the tournament. It was a big story, and they said, okay, tournament was in Dallas, which is about a four-hour drive away. They said, you guys can go, but you need to find somebody to split the cost of the hotel room with. So I was at the ABC affiliate. We went to the guys at CBS and said, hey, you going to cover the tournament? They said, yeah, four of us in one room.
Whoa.
They lost in the first round, so it was only for one night.
So two queen-size bed, two guys in each bed?
Yep. And four of us using one small bathroom.
Oh, jeez.
And by the way,
that's gross.
I was so drunk, I don't remember any of it.
Wow.
So guys, I want to make a plea.
Okay. Yeah,
there are... I park in the same place every day here.
Second floor or first floor?
I'm in the west garage.
Okay.
On the second floor.
All right.
And yesterday there were so many cars.
You're on the west garage?
I'm in the west
garage. Yeah, he didn't come in during COVID. Everybody that came in during COVID got switched to the east garage.
Yeah, I'm in the west garage.
Which one are we in?
I've been in the east garage for a long time, but but that's the TV part of it too.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. So people in the league park in the east garage.
Right.
I park
in
the east
Ramona
side.
Are over there.
No, so John, I'm not in the league, and I park on the east side
now
too.
The west garage?
No.
The west garage is the one by the hotel.
The one you have to walk to.
One by the hotel.
Yeah, that's the west garage.
Yeah.
By the hotel.
Yeah, that's west.
You don't take the elevator down?
No, you park in the east.
I park in the east.
In any event, east, west.
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday there were so many cars here, I couldn't get my normal spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, what do you think it would take for me? I park the same place every day.
Yeah.
To get a reserved parking spot.
You should have one.
Oh, they're going to have to pay big bucks. First of all, I'm glad you brought this up. So let me say this. That in the east garage, which is the one right beneath our building, the radio building, okay, and the TV building.
The spaces have, like, gone away.
True. Yes, they used to be at least a decent amount of spaces that weren't all reserved. And before, the reserve spaces had, like, an actual sign where it would say AEG or Herbalife.
Now people
they're
are
just
taking
putting paper
cones.
Signs.
Yeah, yeah, by the way, George, I'm glad you mentioned this. Could I just park in one of those spots and then take the cone and move it?
Yes. You can.
That's,
you should.
That's
now, there are cameras.
I mean, you'd be on
they
camera,
will see
though.
You.
Someone would see that.
How many people does Herbalife have working there?
Yeah, why do I have AG? To respect... Why do I need to respect this paper sign that somebody drew with a marker?
Come on. Signs everywhere. Come on. Signs.
Hey,
come on.
I might... That paper sign thing is something I might...
You should do it.
There you go.
That may be the answer
reserve
to your
for
dilemma.
Yeah.
But don't you think we've been... I mean, I've worked here for 19 years. Don't you think at this point there should be a Steve Mason reserve parking?
But here's the thing. When we first came into this building, I remember Scott McCarthy came to us and said, hey, you got to pay for your own parking. And then he told us what it would cost.
Yep.
And I said, well, I got to quit.
Yeah.
I go, that's half my salary.
Right.
And he went... That's a good point. Let me get into this.
Yeah. Mace, what you should do, that's what Mace should do. Mace, get yourself an orange cone.
Orange cone.
And every time you pull out of that space, put the cone there. Nobody will park there.
That's a great
idea. That's
with
a good point.
With a
there
piece
you go.
Of printed paper.
No, just leave the cone there because they'll be back there the next
personal
day when you get
cone.
There.
I need a personal cone.
Just
get
an orange cone.
Yeah.
Get a cement cone. Then nobody will mess with
then
it.
Then nobody does. That's exactly. Right. Yeah, I just think after all these years, there should be a parking
spot.
Well,
do you want a parking spot in the west garage, or do you want to come over where the rest of us
are
in the east garage?
I like a good walk. I like to get some steps in. I'm okay with
honest,
the west garage.
Honest answer from each of you.
Yeah.
Percentage of time you have parked in the parking garage, whether it be east or west, and smelled cannabis. For me, it's easily 90%.
Hmm.
Does that include cannabis that you are originating yourself?
No. Why never smoke?
Although
I only
me
do
and
the
Ireland
gummies
are,
that you gave me.
Me and Ireland
Cappy.
Are doing a pre-roll at the Mandy's this year.
I know.
No,
that's what I heard.
Yeah. No, I'll gummy up with you. That's about it.
Mace, at the after party, we'll do it.
Oh, yeah. I never get. I didn't get invited.
Cappy,
this
when,
year.
Are you bringing, when are you bringing me the new gummy?
You know what? I'll bring him up on Tuesday.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I would bring him to you tomorrow to the pickleball event, but...
I'm not going.
Yeah, it's Lisa's birthday.
Hey, Cappy.
It's her birthday month.
Cappy Sedano. Did you see the way Ciara was dressed at the after party?
Which after party?
For what?
For the Oscars. Oscars.
Oh, no.
You guys haven't seen that?
No.
I was wondering if you guys would let your wife dress like that. She basically had a bikini, a thong bikini on with a see-through shirt.
I support her.
Well, good for her.
I support her.
And Russell Wilson was right.
She leveled up.
I said, man, come on, Russell. Do something
about
that.
If you got it, flaunt it. That's what I say.
What's he going to do? Tell her to cover up.
No. Why were you depriving us of that dress? Come on. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, come Michael. On.
You don't need to do
let
that.
Let me take a look at this.
Jorge, she's comfortable
yeah, you check
in
it. Check it out. Check it out, Cappy. See, would you let your girlfriend go to an Oscar party like that?
Oh, hell to the yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah, especially that top.
Oh, you are you already looking at it?
Interesting. Yeah. Jorge, would you let Brenda go dress like that?
I don't know. It's up to her.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
You wouldn't object.
Oh, my God. That's so hot.
You wouldn't object, Jorge?
She looks great, Michael. Wow. I don't know what your problem is.
That is so hot.
Ireland, would you let Lisa do that?
This is the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's like the fishnet.
Not only would I let Lisa do it, I might buy it for her birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, you guys are... Wow,
see,
surprised.
If you're secure in your relationship.
Oh, come on.
If you're secure in your relationship.
She's not trying too hard,
it's okay.
Though.
No,
she looks great.
Yeah, she's a good looking woman. I'm not saying that.
She looks absolutely beautiful.
That's not appropriate.
If Clay was her escort for the Oscars, you would be.
No, I would be very embarrassed.
Really?
Really?
He would be very happy.
I think she looks great.
I need to ask Laura or Lindsay, what they think of that.
How about Russell Wilson? Look what he looks like. I mean,
you don't look too happy, does he?
He looks like. What am I wearing? Like this costume? It's like something out of Game of Thrones that he's rocking right here.
Yeah, he is. That.
Let's ride.
Yeah, that's trying too hard. Let's ride.
Yeah.
If Russell thinks that's cool, then why wouldn't he go up there in a Speedo and a thong Speedo? It's basically the same thing, right?
He's a dude.
Maybe he's not Oscar shaped.
Okay, dude shouldn't do that.
Dudes dress different than ladies.
Shout out to Laura. Ask Laura what she thinks.
Okay.
Is she there?
She's right here now.
Yeah.
Laura.
See if a woman thinks
that's
appropriate.
Are you okay with this dress?
Yeah,
for an after party, would you wear that out with your boyfriend?
Hell yeah, if I had that body.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, there you go,
exactly.
Michael.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I guess you I'm stuck in the bonanza years.
Yes, you are.
You don't think the boo would like to see Laura in that?
We love you anyway.
Yeah, we love you even though.
I guess I just miss Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You're the only one.
House on the Boomer. Prairie. All right. Hey, we're out of here.
You're more Archie Bunker.
Want to see boomer. All you
I
guys.
I like Edith. Edith
wanna
was
see
hot.
All you guys tomorrow. Agape Pickleball Center
Archie.
Tomorrow
Archie.
In Fountain
Edith
Valley.
Edith was hot.
That's right.
No, Edith was hot, huh? Really?
Right.
She could wear that dress.
Archie.
Archie.
I'm surprised you didn't marry someone that wasn't named Myrtle or something.
Oh,
like
Myrtle.
That.
Marge.
Marge.
Ethel.
Yeah.
All right.
Maud.
See you at Pickleball tomorrow. Coming up next for you, Shadano and Cappy. Listen all afternoon long because there will be plenty of stuff and stupidity. Supercross Talk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Have fun tomorrow with us, 710 ESPN.